Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we're back on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Now, listen, I have a guest today. And y'all know when I have guests, we usually playful and we usually, you know, sit and make fun of each other all the time. But not so much this time. I have Tanya, the vegan trainer, here with me today, y'all. The one that's always fucking me up in the gym. When y'all do, I had those voiceovers where I do the videos. She is here. Say what's up.
Hey, you guys. What's up, everybody?
Today, we're going to be talking about the vaccine. Now, I know in previous episodes, I've touched on it mildly because I want everybody to feel the way they feel. I allow people to feel the way they want to feel in my presence. If you're against it or if you're with it, whatever, to each his own. I know me personally, I'm not a big fan of the vaccine. And there are just some things that people don't know about it. And I feel like there are a lot of people that do exactly what somebody else says just because they said it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are easily influenced by what they see in the media and online and even on TV. You know, we have a president who is gung-ho about the shit, as he is, you know, gonna be. I'm not gonna say supposed to be, because I'm pretty sure one day there will be a president who will be against shit.
Well, there was one.
Who?
Donald Trump. He was against the vaccine. If you notice, a lot of people didn't pay attention to certain things. He did not wear a mask.
Okay.
He never wore a mask.
No, he didn't.
Biden stayed in a mask
all the time. Yeah.
So he actually came out and said it was a hoax when it first started.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were mad at him. He wasn't saying it was a hoax like, oh, this is not a virus. Mm-hmm. He was just saying that this virus is not what we think it is. And it wasn't started how we think it was started. You know, we had flawed information. Actually, we had no information. And that was the problem.
There you go. No fucking information. And even right now, the people that are running to go get the vaccine, I'm talking about even, let's take it back to when that shit first dropped. There were people like standing in line, like unemployment. Like,
absolutely,
to get that shit, not even knowing what's in it, not knowing, you know, what it was like at all. And that was really what some people were saying. Like, at first, they were against it because they didn't know what the fuck it was and still don't know what it is. And then you got people that's just like, well, Biden said get it, or what they said, or they said it's,
well,
always
my
a
job
thing.
Said.
Yeah, my job said I have to get it. I have to keep my job. Or they said it lowers our chances of dying if we get it. Or, but you still don't know what's in it. Even long before the FDA approved it, which still means nothing, but before the FDA approved it, people was just going off of whatever the CDC said, and the CDC changed shit every week.
Absolutely.
Literally.
We know that these, they're lies. Like, we know that they're straight lies and it's straight bullshit at this point. Like, we've been literally living through this so long enough to kind of get our own, make our own observations. Like, wait a minute, you can eat outside the restaurant with these same people, but not inside. So is COVID just inside the restaurant?
Like, exactly.
People were making rules as they went along. People were kind of like, you know, I don't know what to do, but nobody was talking about being healthy. No one was talking about real serious, like, cures to help us with our immune system, building the immune system, like what we should do to actually be in a healthy state. They just literally told us wear a mask to be healthy. And there's no fucking way you can be healthy just wearing a mask.
Just wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Just wearing a mask. Listen, there have been people, even when I caught COVID, I was wearing my mask.
Right.
When I caught COVID, because I was traveling, you know, and I know exactly when I got it and where I got it from. I got it from Killeen, Texas. I remember I did a show and I wore my mask. I was masked up. I was already like feeling under the weather a couple days after the show. So I just didn't know that it was COVID, but that was the first meet and greet I did after not doing them because of the pandemic. And
right,
that's exactly when I got sick. And I had my fucking mask on. You can still catch COVID.
You can smell through the shit.
Mask.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, people literally have signs that say, wear your mask, be healthy. And it's so wrong. It's literally telling people you can be healthy if you just wear a mask. It's so wrong. It's leading people the wrong way. You know what I mean? You cannot be healthy by wearing a mask. Yes, you can prevent some things. Not COVID.
Yeah.
Not COVID.
Yep. But honestly, just like the vaccine, they say you can get that shit and it prevents you from dying. You can still catch it, or it prevents you from your symptoms being
as and severe. Let's talk about more lies, more lies, lies on top of lies. The thing is this. So let's just say, example, you're 600 pounds. I'm 150 pounds.
Okay.
So you're going to tell me that when I get COVID and you get COVID, it's going to be the same. You can guarantee that your symptoms and my symptoms will be lessened the same based on both of us getting the vaccine. Hell no, I'm already 600 pounds. That's already, you know, an underlying condition. On top of that, if I'm 600 pounds, I probably have other kind of ailments. Like, no, I'm probably still going to die. You know what I mean? I'm going to be in the hospital.
Yeah.
These are things that they're saying to have people thinking that you're going to lessen your chances. How? You don't even know my current health state. How will my chances lessen? It's not true.
And then this shit inside of the vaccine.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's like things that we don't even have in our own body, like the S protein. That's not something that Black people have in their body.
Okay.
So given something that we don't already have in our body, and then you're going to put it in your body, what do you think will happen? We don't fucking know. That's the issue. We don't know. No one knows. There are a lot of people who have symptoms and are really kind of fucked up after getting the vaccine. They don't know what's going to be down the line from that. You know what I mean?
Right.
No one's saying, let me find out, though, what's in it at least. Because honestly, if you're the person that's watching the news and keeping up with all this shit,
right,
you aren't even living your life. You are caught in this COVID fucking whirlwind.
Yep. Every day, all day, CNN, that's all that they talk about.
All day. It's nothing else out here to talk about. There's no more flu. There's no more common cold.
Nope.
Everything is about COVID.
Yep. And that's what, and girl, even down to like, if somebody coughs in person,
right,
like how somebody look at you like, oh shit, COVID is the first thing to come in mind. But before this shit, mind you, there were common colds. Like I literally just got over strep like 3 weeks ago. Then after that, I got a regular fucking cold. And then, you know, it's just like certain people, like how they look at you, like you're infected with COVID if you sneeze in person, like if you sneeze in public, anywhere. But people are fucking forgetting, like, okay, as long as I ain't got COVID, I'm good. No, bitch, you can die from pneumonia. You can die from the flu. You can die from all this shit.
Exactly. And the base of dying is because you are unhealthy anyway.
Yep.
So now that you're unhealthy, you cannot, your system is compromised. You cannot fight off regular shit like a cold. You know what I mean? And honestly, so Shade Room had put up something a while back that the FDA warned against the Johnson & Johnson shot. They said that injection, that particular injection, and I'm going to call it an injection because a vaccine takes years and years and years of research. There were no years of research on this. So it's a shot or just an injection.
Yeah.
So with this particular injection, getting that into your system, we don't have any type of research to know what happens after a year, what happens after 2 years. We are the research.
Right.
We are. This is a clinical trial.
And that's why that shit is free.
Yes. And it's not just free. It's free everywhere. If you get the vaccine, we're going to enter you into a lottery. We're going to give you free weed. You get a fucking turkey. Like, they really are giving you shit.
A fucking turkey.
Girl, when have you known them to give you some shit to get some shit?
Right.
Think about that. Like, that alone would have a thinker like, what the fuck? Like, no, I'm not with any of that. But people ran for it.
And
they
in
went
certain
for it.
Fucking colleges, they were saying you cannot return back.
Which
on
is
campus.
Straight discrimination.
Yes.
That is discrimination on the highest level.
If I don't get a vaccine or a shot, an injection.
Right.
That I know nothing about.
Right.
Nothing. I can't go to school.
I can't learn.
Yeah. I can't go to school.
Like, I can't get an education that I'm actually paying for.
Yeah. I'm paying for this shit.
It's crazy.
But we see that wasn't one of the stipulations. That wasn't one of the grants. Yeah. We will send you to school for free to get this vaccine. You can go to school for free to get it. But that was one of the things that my father had brought up. Like, yo, this shit is free.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah. And there's other things going on. I mean, there's cancer. There is diabetes. Mm-hmm. There is, girl, heart disease. I mean, we have so many things
going on. That's been around
on
for fucking
that's
centuries.
That's been around forever. Mm-hmm. And all of those numbers seem to have lowered when COVID numbers were going up. But, you know.
You don't hear about that shit
Don't
anymore.
Hear about any of it. And these things are still going on. They're just throwing a vaccine on top of it.
Yeah.
So now you got all these issues and now you're throwing a vaccine on top. You don't know what is going to happen from that.
And then the children, so they had Pfizer just administered one for children. They made it, eligible for kids to get it, ages 5 through 11. And I know a couple of people that are like cool with me, a couple of my family members, like they're running to go get this shit. Stick this shit in their kids.
In their kids.
I would never. Well, I don't care. My son will not be vaccinated.
Let's also point out the fact that the FDA approved the first oral blood thinning medication for children also.
Hmm.
So why do they need that? Oh, yeah, because the vaccine causes blood clots in kids.
Right.
So now they're not saying don't take the vaccine. Hmm. They're like, we're just going to come up with a medication. So when you get these blood clots, these kids. So now your kids on the fucking medications like right. You are, like a grandmother.
Like, yes, fucking children.
Yo, oral medication, oral blood thinning medication for kids.
Mm. And see, I didn't even know that.
When
this
you can
is
just
why
prevent,
she's a guest on the show. I did not know
when
this.
You like, can just prevent the blood clots by not getting the vaccine.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about?
Right.
It's really sad. I was actually in Walgreens or somewhere, and I seen a lady coming in there. Something must have happened. She was kind of rushing in there like, oh, do you give kids the vaccine? And I thought it was just approved for kids, but they said yes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we want it, both of us. And I'm like, wow.
Damn.
She just seemed in a frenzy, too. Like, maybe she just heard of somebody who had it or whatever. But she was getting this for her baby, a kid that looked about 11. I don't know how old the child was. But they were ready and willing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Waiting for this free vaccine administered by any fucking body. Because are there doctors giving this? No. I see these places set up everywhere.
Bitch,
they're just
that is
a nigga
crazy.
In a white coat.
You can go get the fucking vaccine. Right.
Anywhere.
With the fucking vaccine at a fucking drugstore, like any
absolutely
store,
crazy.
Like at Walmart. They're doing it. Target. Bitch, next week they're going to be at the gas station. Any gas
station. Oh, they're
station
set up. They're set up.
Too.
They're set up at places like that on the corner, just outside.
Little tents.
Yeah.
Where niggas just giving you needles.
Yeah.
It don't sound no different than the Astroworld Festival to me.
Okay.
Where they run around sticking people. You know, but that's just fentanyl. But you still don't even know what the fuck.
Okay.
Like, you're just
you
trusting somebody to give you a needle. These people don't have no. Let me see your credentials. You can't even ask that shit.
Right.
Like, who are you? I don't even fucking know you. Are you a, this is not a clinic. This is not a medical facility.
Yeah,
it's
like
a
we're
fucking
outside.
Store. I can buy a bag of Funyuns on the way out.
Okay, and people probably will.
That is fucking crazy.
I'll take the vaccine and some hot Cheetos, please.
Yep, yep. Like, girl, it's like a little appetizer. You go in there, you get your shot. Yeah. Now we're going to take a brief break. You can go grab you something to eat, something to drink, something like that.
So my thing is this. This is my thing. Mm-hmm. No one is telling us what to do now. Like, okay, so no one is saying, this attacks your body in a certain kind of way. We have to eat clean. Mm-hmm. We have to juice more, drink more water. None of this stuff has been said. The only thing that was said for the cure was to get the vaccine.
That's it.
And that,
but
so
you can continue
that's your
to keep
only option. I'm confused.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Come on, you're the FDA. You got something better than this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is it? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not right.
And the shit doesn't really matter to me that the FDA approved it because there are a lot of shit that the FDA has that is in our food that fucks us up.
Absolutely. And the thing about the FDA, they are the Food and Drug Administration. That got to be a conflict of interest somewhere. You know
right
what
there.
I mean? Because how are you going to give me the food? And I guess when you give me the fucked up food, now you're going to give me the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think is going to keep me longer?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be on those drugs basically for the rest of your life.
Right.
A lot of them, if you look at the commercials, they say shit like may cause, may you may grow an eye.
Damn.
You, I'm just being
I know,
exaggerating, but the shit be so crazy. But they say may cause death. You may have suicidal thoughts. You may do this. You may do that. And it's like, well, damn, my situation
well just,
isn't that bad.
I might as well just stay how the fuck I am, honestly.
And they create these drugs based on the fucked up food they gave us, all the chemicals in that food, half the stuff we eat is not food.
Mm-hmm.
Food is grown. Let's just say that. Food is grown.
Okay.
If you are not growing your food, if the food has not been grown, then it is not food. It is a genetically modified organism of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Food has to be grown. Like, you can't just make food in a factory. They are making food.
Mm-hmm.
So now you putting a vaccine on top of that. What the hell you think gonna happen to us?
Right. Right.
And people really don't care. Like, we got to die from something. And it's like, no.
No.
That's not how I'm trying to go, actually.
Yeah, no.
I'm actually trying to be healthy and, you know, run and skip and jump.
Right.
Actually keep my mind. That's the biggest thing for me. A lot of things that we eat, it fuck with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be the person with a clear thinking mind if you just out here eating any fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Like, and taking vaccines and not giving a fuck. Like, we have to care more about us. Yeah.
And another gimmick that they use is, I'm going to call it a gimmick. I don't care. I can't be canceled. It's my podcast, bitch.
Hey.
Listen, they coming out with, it's like a different strand. I think you were the one that told me about the last strand, the AY 4.2 or some shit.
Like, what the fuck, and where was the first one?
Bitch, that's what I'm saying. And listen, the funniest thing about it, and listen, my cousin London, I don't care, bitch, I'm putting you out here. Listen, so she fucked, when I caught COVID, right, it was the funniest shit to me. That I guess because it was two strands out by then. It was the Delta variant, then it was the very first one, which I don't even think they gave that shit a name.
Right.
So it was just COVID and then the Delta variant or whatever. That's supposedly, it was supposedly more fucked up that you can die if you catch this one within seconds.
Exactly.
So we got to get the vaccine or, bitch, you going to catch that shit and you going to die, period. So it was wrecking my brain. Like, yo, it was wrecking my brain that my cousin was trying to figure out which one I had. I was dying laughing. I'm talking about, I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste. Okay. I didn't have a fever. Not a sore throat. I kept sneezing. I was congested. Never coughed. I never had a cough. So she took all my symptoms that I had and she was like, oh, Jess, I think you got the first one. I don't think you got the Delta one. So you're going to be good. You're going to have a mild case. I said, oh, sure. Okay. Thank you, Dr. London. Thank you. Cause you know all about this shit. Trust me. The motherfuckers that work at CDC and all that shit, they don't even know. Bitch, ain't no first, second, third one. It's COVID. It is what it is. It's fucking COVID. They just gave it a name. It's just a more severe flu. All right. For real. I know people who have like severe allergies who lose their fucking taste and their smell. That is not like only COVID, like symptoms of COVID. That symptom does not only belong to COVID. People lose with sinus infections, people lose sense of smell and taste, and it comes right the fuck back once you get your antibiotics and once you get over the sinus infection or whatever. I know that my mother has severe sinuses. Like, that shit fucks with her bad, and she would lose her smell at times.
Yeah.
So did she have COVID 8 years ago? Was that what that was? We didn't even know. Like, it was killing me that my cousin was really trying to diagnose me, like, which COVID was it, 1, 2, or 3? And it's just like, bitch, all the shit is the same. Even the one that you sent me last week, you was like, girl, you know they have a new one out now. And I was like, oh shit, does this one attack your lungs from the back? Like, what is different about the shit? But they are coming up with these gimmicks to scare people because they know that they can scare people into getting this injection.
And they have done that. They have scared people into it. It's a lot of people that regret getting it, honestly.
I'm telling you, and it's so sad because people are scared to say it. Like, because you have certain people out here that got it and they didn't even want to get it. But the pressures of everybody around you. That's why I'm glad I do have my own mind. I'm glad that I do have, you know, I am around a person like you who don't just say, nah, I wouldn't get that shit, don't get that shit. But you actually have studied and researched.
Absolutely.
You know why. Like, you have reasons to back it up rather than just, nah, they ain't about to turn me into no zombie. Because I was never one of them.
Right.
Like, you know, people were just like, oh, they're going to turn you into a zombie. No. Let's stop playing about it and really get into it. No. What is it?
Right. What is it? What the fuck is it?
What is it? And y'all just set in a lab and just played with different concoctions and we're going to test it on these people, like you said. Well, they expect us to be the test dummies. And honestly, that's what it is, because it's still free. And let me find out when they start charging for this shit, then it's going to be something. But it's like, no, like you said, they ain't never give you nothing give you some medicine.
I'm going to tell you, if this was some type of cure, it would be available to the rich and famous. And the people that didn't have as much money would be waiting for the leftovers or for the sale price.
Because that's just how the world works.
And that's how the world works. But the fact that they are giving this actually to the, I don't want to say poor, but middle class and the mm-hmm. they drop those neighborhoods first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, mm-hmm. and that's where they're giving away the weed. And, mm-hmm. you know, they even, girl, Shade Room or one of those places even posted a guy that's supposed to be like a corner guy, mm. a hustler, saying, yeah, you know, because I'm out here doing my thing.
Yeah.
I need to be vaccinated. And it's
you
like,
know they gave
what?
Him a bag for that shit.
Girl,
yeah, right. They gave him a bag.
A bag to lead your people to fucking nowhere.
Yep.
That shit is scary.
And so there you go. People will take money to do anything.
Dame Dash, I don't think he even got the fucking shot. I'm just be honest. Mm-hmm.
A bunch of those get fucking people.
Yeah.
A bunch of those celebrities, you know.
But it makes me mad because it's like, damn, you know, you have a certain respect for people mm-hmm. and then you see what they trying to lead your ass to.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn. But yeah, I don't believe that the people who even say they got it, even the people on TV.
Yeah.
You can't believe everything you see.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean?
You really can't. You
actually can't.
And they use people like us all the time to say shit and to influence what they want. What they think is the right way. Like, it still will never set right with me that people can't get educated or people have to lose their fucking jobs because they opt out of getting it. And then this fucking booster.
Yes.
This booster. So my brother called me a couple weeks ago. My brother, he don't believe in no type of vaccines or nothing like that. Like, and neither does my mom. The only shots that we got are tetanus shots. And, you know, the shots that you get when you're young and shit. But we've never had flu shots. We've never had any shot like chicken pops and all that shit. We've never had any of that shit.
Because you don't need it.
And you know what I'm saying? And although I did had my first case of chicken pox last month. Last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 28 and I was like, what the fuck? And even when I went to the fucking doctor? I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know what it was. I was itching even in my scalp. It was fucked mm-hmm. up. I thought it was mosquito bites until they were everywhere. And I'm like, fuck no, what is this? And the guy was like, the doctor, he was telling me, oh, wow, you have chicken pox and it can be fatal in your age. So now I'm thinking I'm gonna die from this shit or thinking I could die from this shit. Like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, because it's in the family of measles and mumps and it's fatal after a certain age.
Did he try to?
You're like 16
ask you
or whatever.
To get the vaccination for
they
it?
Asked me, did I have it? And I said, well, you know, what does that have to do with chicken pox?
Right.
You know, and he was like, he was telling me that that's why you get the vaccine when you're younger. So you don't get, you know, you get the vaccine for chicken pox and all that shit when you're younger. So you don't have to get it when, you know, you grow up. But listen, it was a little girl named Alicia I grew up with. She had chicken pox before. Mm-hmm. She had that shit twice. Because at first we thought growing up chicken pox was like ringworm and shit.
Right.
We thought she had ringworm, but no, she had bumps all over. And she had gotten the vaccine.
I did too and got chicken pox.
And you got chicken pox.
Absolutely.
Right. I never got it. I never got chicken pox until I was 18, but I also never had the vaccine. So I was just like, all this shit don't even fucking, like, what? All this shit is for nothing.
It is.
And then they telling us, they're saying now that the vaccine, people may have to get that twice a year because it's only good for 6 months.
Right.
And you have to get the booster six months after your vaccine.
And the vaccine has not even been out long enough for you to know that it's only good for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been like 6 months. No, I'm just...
That's why. That's what I'm saying. That's why shit
like, what the hell are
changes.
We talking about?
They're winging it. They're winging
it. Oh, they
the
are
shit.
Definitely winging
yeah,
it, honey.
Like you said.
They want to actually get that vaccine right, though. That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. And it don't matter how many people they have to lose...
Yep.
And, you know, in the process that they will do it.
Because that's the thing that people don't realize. Real people die
mm-hmm.
during shit like this. This mm-hmm. is a clinical trial.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we joke about the zombie shit, the Walking Dead and all that, but we don't know what's going to happen.
Really don't.
And I don't wish anything on anybody. I mean, mm-mm. that's just fucking cruel. But at the same time, we have to start using our God-given brain
mm-hmm.
and start doing some research because mm-hmm. ain't no love out here for us. We got to love ourselves.
Nope. And then that's what people do for their research. They look to others. They look at, research for people. It's sadly Shade Room. Sadly, CNN, sadly.
Yeah, and that's not real. Anything
Instagram,
on the media
TikTok.
Media is designed to keep you in fear.
Yeah.
To keep you in fear.
Obviously.
When you look at the news, it's two guys were shot on this street and this happened and there was a stabbing. And then when you get all the way to the end, here comes something like, oh, this dog was adopted. Well, you're immune system goes down lower and lower the more bad news you receive, the more negativity you're around. Your immune system actually goes down more. So now you got the vaccine, you got all this bad news, there's a lot going on, and you wonder why you're depressed, can't fight off anything. Turn the fucking news off. Stop watching that. Don't go to Instagram for your real information, but Instagram has some great posts on there and some great accounts that you could follow. You can't just get information from anywhere. You gotta learn to do your own research. Things that you want to know, Google is your friend, but Google is not the research. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really research things, like and find out everything you need to know about something that's going in your body. You only have one body. Like, you can't trade this in and get another one.
And it's mine.
And it's yours.
It's mine.
So it should definitely be your decision.
Your choice. And then one thing that is obvious, but I want to say it, is so the reason she's saying, you know, research and all of that type of shit, because the shit that you will find, you won't see online. You won't see on social media, because they take all that shit off of there. They'll take your page. Prime example, Nicki. All Nicki Minaj said was, don't go jump and get the vaccine, guys. And then she told us about a cousin that she had whose nuts was enlarged after getting it and shit. And she still didn't say, don't get it. She just said, don't take it until you find out
do your own
if
research.
It's right for you. And you know what I'm saying? You find out what's in it. Don't just do it because somebody else says do it. They took her fucking Twitter. They fucking took her post down. You know, even other celebrities who have, and very few, once everybody else started saying that they was getting their pages taken and all that shit, then they were being shunned and all of that. They, you notice there's nobody against it. But it's humanly impossible for everybody to agree on one thing.
Shade Room had posted a while ago that if you got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that a lot of people that got that were testing positive for HIV.
Okay.
So that makes sense to me, because that shot is going to fuck with your immune system. You are not going to be able to fight off things that you were fighting off before the same way. Again, you have things in your system that are foreign, you know nothing about. And people want to talk big shit about Nicki, like, she got surgery, she can't tell us what to do. What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Like, listen to somebody, motherfucker, because
what? She got surgery. Girl, she got her ass done. She can't tell us what to do.
She can't tell us what to do. You know how dumb people are. And it's like, wait a minute, what are we talking about now? So y'all, that's the thing. When people get, when they start bonding on some weak shit like that, you know, they just not thinkers at all. Sometimes you gotta tune out everything and think about what's really best. Not even just right or wrong, what's really best. The government has never loved us.
Never.
They never gave us what's best for us.
Never.
Like, come on now. They don't have love for us. But you got to have enough love for yourself to say, I'm going to do my research. If I get it, okay, it's because I agree with the ingredients in it. I agree with, you know, the symptoms that I could have. I agree with this shit. Not just that I think I ain't going to get COVID, because nobody knows that. People who have the vaccine, some of them have turned into bullies. It's like, you just get the damn vaccine already. They don't know how stupid they sound to me. Fuck you mean just get it already? Like, what are we talking about? No research, no nothing. This is what they told us to do. This is what we need to do. Just do it. See, I don't operate like that. There's no fucking way you gonna just tell me what to do and I'm doing it without my own mind telling me to do it. So no, when I did my research, mine said no.
And not they.
It's like, always they.
It's always a they. There's no name to put on it. There's no face to put to it. No faces to put to it. It's just always they. But you told me something new. I did not know that Donald Trump, because I honestly, for the since Obama like left, I honestly have not been paying attention to presidency. I didn't want Biden in. I ignored that shit. I didn't want Biden in. I didn't agree with Donald Trump at first.
What didn't you agree with, though?
Like, certain policies that even Biden got. I don't like how, like, people ignored the fact, or people just didn't fucking read, that he has a policy that he's trying to pass. If you get locked up for a certain crime, you get no trial. It don't matter. You just go straight to jail.
Okay.
Like, you, like,
we're talking about Biden, right? Okay. That's Biden, though. Biden wanted to throw niggas in jail. I mean, what did they think? They voted for him.
You have, but you have certain people, like, who overlooked that and just look at everything that he was doing to like using Cardi B. Like, they just look at certain things. They don't look at that 52-page document that was on his website the whole time.
The thing is this.
It's too much reading for people. People are lazy. It's easy to influence people.
You already know they're not about to read.
Yeah.
At first, I was kind of against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. But then I had to do some real serious thinking. Yeah. And I didn't do it on my own. I was forced to think.
Okay.
You already know Ray was like,
oh, my God, yes.
He was
yes.
like, listen. Let me tell you about this nigga, Donald.
Yes.
So when I really start, we really start going back and forth with it. We start realizing, I'm like, I don't hate him. The TV told me to hate him.
Right.
CNN told me to hate fucking Donald
Trump.
So
when you ask me that question and shit, and I, because I'd be high, I'd be thinking about a million things at one time. But when you just ask me, that's my same answer too.
Mm-hmm.
We had to hate him. Everybody had to hate him.
It's like, he's this bad guy. He's that bad. It's everything. Matter of fact, there was no CNN. It was actually Donald Trump.
Yeah.
When he was in there, everything was about him.
Everything was about him.
They hated this man. Mm-hmm. This man was a little whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
He told a lot of things. Mm-hmm. He said a lot of shit. He wasn't scared to pop his shit.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, that's giving us information too.
Right.
So you're doing too much, Donald.
Right.
So they gotta make him look bad. Everybody who they want to look bad will mm-hmm. look fucking bad to you. Mm-hmm. And you will be like, oh my God, you're right. He is like that. And it's like, nah, don't follow that. Turn the news off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch it. Mm-hmm. They're going to lead you the wrong way, keep you in fear, tell you what to like, mm-hmm. what to listen to, mm-hmm. who to hate. And it's like, people literally, I ask people all the time, because that was asked to me. Ray said, why do you hate Donald Trump?
Right. And that's
he raised this. I don't know.
Yep.
Like, nigga, what'd he do to you?
Yeah.
He not. None of that stuff was true. Like, mm-hmm. when I really start, I mean, that would be a longer conversation about Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
But when I really start doing my own research on, like Ray said, do your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh yeah, I like him. I fuck with him.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with him. That's he was crazy. Not wearing a mask. You know, of course they played the game like he had COVID after, because basically he wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And they want people to be like, well, this, they want to shame him. Like, this is what happens when you don't. So now he's looking like he got COVID, but that nigga had no COVID. That man was fine.
That man was fine. And we see that to this day.
To this day.
He is fine. And listen, ain't no life exempt from being lost behind COVID.
Period.
So it's just like, he ain't got no super fucking kryptonite or nothing like that.
Yes,
it's,
and I know
just what it is.
There's a lot of people that are like, listen, COVID is real. I lost my aunt. I lost this. Yes, and I understand. And I'm sorry for your loss. Mm-hmm. We know that people will die behind this.
Yeah.
We know that, mm-hmm. but that is why we're having this conversation.
Right.
Where is the information on how to stay healthy?
Yeah.
How to prevent, you know, shit like this, mm-hmm. not just an injection and go about your business.
Yeah.
That is not a cure.
My dad called me. He was very adamant about me not getting the vaccine or the fucking booster. All right. So my dad is ex-military. So he's seen a lot of shit. He's seen a lot of shit. He even seen motherfuckers get shot, get injected with shit in other countries. And your mind is fucked up after that. I'm talking about our soldiers and shit like
that. I know.
So why wouldn't he be against the shit? You know, and my dad ain't
he's
fucking
smart.
Crazy.
He's that's not an intelligent crazy. Man.
He said, Boo Boo, because that's my nickname. Boo Boo, do not get the fucking booster. Don't get that shit. Don't get it, because what it does is it compromises your immune system.
Oh, Prince called you Boo Boo too.
Right? Yep. And I'm like, nah, Dad, I'm not getting this shit. He like, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, because I've seen a lot of shit, and you know what I've always told you and your brother. Like, I've seen a lot of shit that I won't even speak to y'all about. I know that shit. What they're doing is they're trying to weaken your immune system. That's what a booster will do.
You hit it. Bingo. That's exactly what they're doing.
They didn't get it the
first time. Here we come with this booster. And that booster is going to be every 6 months. Believe that shit.
Yep.
For the rest of your life.
Yep.
Now you on meds.
What? Like, come on. No.
But yes, girl, in the military, they stick you. You get a lot of different shots in the military. And sometimes they don't even know what these shots are, what they're for.
Yeah.
But they're in the military. You know, it's not like they're saying.
They're made
to take them. Yeah. Mm. You can't be like, oh, no, here's my exemption. Mm. It doesn't work like that.
And most of these people are still crazy in their minds. Like, that shit sent them crazy. That they have mental fucking issues and all of that shit. All of that shit. That shit don't
The trauma from everything they've seen.
Like, and that shit don't just come from, oh, shooting a gun at war and all that shit. You knew what you was doing when you went over there. But I'm talking about it. I'm not saying that alone doesn't traumatize some people. But them people who have, like, major fucking issues, my dad has told me, like, man, people be gone after they get injected. Hell yeah. Shit. People be fucking mentally gone.
They be gone.
Like real zombies.
Yeah.
You know? And some people aren't even able to go home and live the same life that they were living before because they different people now.
They different people.
You know? So, like you said, the government has never had love for us.
I mean, they over there honestly fighting the war that we don't got shit to do with.
Nothing.
Shit they be starting.
And it is so bad. Girl, we can go all fucking day on things.
All day.
So glad I brought you on here today. Yes. This ain't your last time because, listen, there's a lot of other people out there like you, and that's why I wanted to bring you on here as well because you're very enlightened.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate that.
Girl, yes, such a breath of fresh air. If you guys ever had a friend that can really confirm some shit for you because they know some shit, not just because they're out here following trends and fucking just waking up every waking moment, watching the news and nothing. Don't come tell me some shit that you seen on CNN because I can look at that shit myself. Like, I really like people around me that's not scared to read, that's not too lazy to fucking read and to find out shit that can teach you. Really teach you some shit and back it up. And not just some word of mouth shit that they heard. You know what I mean? So I really love me some fucking Tanya. I really love you.
I love you to life, girl. Yes. I love you to life.
And I'm still trying, y'all, trying to be vegan. I am trying. I cannot get away from dairy. I'm telling you, look, I ate eggs one time.
But you are trying. You're still trying.
I am trying. I ate eggs. And she was like, oh, you know, that's a fetus. And I was like, all right.
Baby chicken.
Yes. And I really thought about it. And I'm like, God damn, this ain't no different than a fucking abortion that I'm fucking eating. This
and
shit
ate
is
that
crazy.
Damn chicken baby. But the thing is this, though, like, I don't, you know how I am. You my friend. So, you know, I can fuck with you.
Absolutely.
But if we're out with people, I won't be like,
don't
do that, whatever.
No,
but in my mind, I'm definitely doing that shit. In my mind.
And that's another thing I do love about her. I'm going to say this before we fucking go. I love about her that, you know how you have certain people that believe in certain things and all that type of shit, and they try to force it on you, and they to, like, no, if you're gonna be around me, you can't do this, or you gotta think this way because you have to be smart, you gotta wake up. Like, no, she's just really informative, and she lives her life the way she wants to live her life in the way that it's right for her, but she doesn't force it. Only thing she can do is just inform you on what's right, and it's backed up by all the research that she does. You need people like that around you. Get off them fucking apps, like she said. Stop watching the fucking news all day.
Stop.
And open up a book for yourself, or go and read yourself. Go online yourself and decipher. Try to decipher the real shit that you find out by really, really composing your own study versus what everybody else is doing and the easier influenced. You know what I'm saying? Try to figure it out. And then you can compare the shit that you find with the shit that they shove down our fucking throat.
Absolutely.
And we're going to end it on that note. Say bye to my peoples on you.
Bye, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
And tune in next week, every hump day, and in my best Pam voice. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.